Pass.
Spiritual power. Yana. Leverage. Idam. This material world. Father, Purusha. For Supreme Original Personality of Godhead. Atmagatam. Merged within yourself. Satsar Katha. Created. Tat. That process of austerity and penance. Vipra Luptam. Stolen. Amuna. By that demon. Hiranyakashipu. Adya. Now. Saranyapala. For supreme maintainer.
The supreme maintainer.
For those who need to be sheltered. Raksha Gruhita Vapusa. By your body.
By your body.
Which you accepted to give protection.
Which you accepted to give protection.
Puna. Again.
Again.
Anvamamsta.
Anvamamsta.
You approved. All the saintly persons present offer their prayers in this way. O Lord, O Supreme Maintainer of those sheltered at your lotus feet, O original personality of Godhead, the process of austerity and penance in which you instructed us before is the spiritual power of yourself. It is by austerity that you create the material world which lies dormant within you. This austerity was almost stopped by the activities of the demon. But now, by yourself appearing in the form of Narsingadeva, which is meant just to give protection, and by killing this demon, you have again approved the process of austerity.
All the saintly persons
present
offered their prayers
in this way.
O Lord,
O Supreme Maintainer,
of
those sheltered at your lotus feet,
O
original personality of Godhead, the process of austerity and penance, in which you instructed us before,
the
spiritual power of your very self,
it
is by austerity
that
you create the material world, which lies dormant within you. This austerity was almost stopped
by the activities of this demon.
But now by yourself appearing.
In the form of Narsimhadeva.
Which is meant just to give us protection.
Which is just to send you protection.
By killing this demon.
You
are again approved.
The
process of austerity. The living entities wandering within the jurisdiction of 84 lakhs of species get the opportunity for self-realization in the human form and gradually in such other elevated forms as those of the demigods, kenaras and charanas, as will be described below. In the higher states of life, beginning from human life, the main duty is tapasya or austerity. As Rishabhdev advised his sons, Tapa Divyam Uttarakayana Satram Sudhaya, to rectify our material existence, austerity is absolutely necessary. However, when people in general come under the control of the demon, a demoniac ruling power, we forget this process of tapasya, gradually also become demoniac. All these saintly persons who are generally engaged in austerity felt relieved when Hiranyakashipu was killed by the Lord in the form of Narasimhadev. They realized that the original instruction concerning human life, that it is meant for tapasya, for self-realization, was reaffirmed by the Lord when he killed Hiranyakashipu. Om Ajnana Kirayana Sishayana Sarayana Chaitanya Manodhishtam Sati Kabhyana Kuchyate Sayan Dupa Kadamayan Radhati Swapadakadu Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dityananda Advaita Gadadhar Shriyatadu Dora Bhakta Vata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So when Hiranyakashipu was killed by Lord Narasimhadev, which was a very great activity, because no one was able to kill Hiranyakashipu. All people put together, or individually anybody. So it's a very, very heroic activity to kill Hiranyakashipu. Naturally, when a great feat is achieved, everybody will come to congratulate, everybody will gather appreciation, especially when the Lord comes. Naturally, by His presence, when Vamandev, he walked into the assembly of Bali Maharaj, Yajneshala, just like a sheikh. But because he is not ordinary child, so everybody stood up. Whenever the Lord comes, the Lord's presence is an extraordinary event. Naturally, the most extraordinary person for whom there is no second, and one who is the source of everything, so that's actually we are supposed to be whenever we are practicing japa. Whenever we are doing service in temple, if you understand whom we are serving, we are serving the Supreme Person, the greatest person, who will very easily award all benedictions one may desire. Then you may wonder why we are not getting benedictions. our memory is not improving, our behavior is not improving, and our expertise is not improving, inattentive. We are simply because we are victim to sense gratification, we are victim to tamogun and rajogun, and we are victim to ego, envy, hatred, jealousy. And because we are conditioned, we are lazy, we are conditioned, then we live in our own world. Although you are in the temple, you are not in the temple. You are in your own mind. You come here and move around as the temple doesn't exist. And this is Priyanka behaving. You know, Priyanka is like this. It is like this. We don't behave like we are servants. So that means, so actually, if you want your mind, Jitatmanaha Prashantatma. Jitatmanaha Prashantatma. See, Jitatmanaha Prashantatma. Paramatma Samahita. Sitoshna Sudhukeshu. Samasanga Vivarjita. If anybody is really remembering Krishna, which happens when you conquer your mind, don't think by chanting Hare Krishna you have become a devotee. Right? By chanting Hare Krishna you are trying to become a devotee. But if you have become devotee, the hallmark is that he conquers his mind. Jitatmanaha. One is a yogi, he has conquered his mind. Because without getting over the mind, how can you understand God? Without getting over the mind, how can you develop your relationship with God? So mostly we are all on sensual and mental platform. In mental platform, all dualities will be there. The nature of the mind is acceptance and rejection. Acceptance, rejection. Sometimes you accept same thing, sometimes you reject. But the nature of the mind is what you get, you are not satisfied. What you don't get, you hanker for it. When your friend is very far away, very sweet, loving, affectionate. When you are together, again, envy gets to begin. Or trying to control. Only when you are distanced from love, that there is no room for bossing. When you actually stay, either you boss over me or I boss over you. Is that friendship? That's not that. Friendship means, what can I do for you? Real friendship means, no expectations. Priyanka has no expectations of Lakshmi. So Priyanka is simply saying, what can I do for Lakshmi? That's all. That is called friendship. And if Lakshmi considers Priyanka as a friend, she has also no expectation. What can I do? It is a very sweet relation. Very coherent. Simply, you know, how can I serve the other person? So, because we have not overcome our selfishness, we have not overcome our ego, we have not overcome our modes. So simply we mismanage our relationships. We mismanage our relationships. That's why the people have a lot of expectations. Some people who are full-time in the temple, A full-time person has no exemplary behavior. Various people will go to learn. Because Krishna conscious centers are the only places where people can know what is real knowledge, where people can know what it means to be a devotee and what it means to be a good qualities. Good qualities means when the other person makes mistake, never mind. We try again. When we make mistake, we don't cover it up. Or you don't blame anybody. Immediately admit. This is called the good behavior. Good behavior, our mistakes, shamelessly, we admit immediately. And others' mistakes, because we don't want to embarrass others. Embarrassing others is the mentality of a egoistic person. You don't want to be insulted, but you are very eager to insult others. When somebody insults you, you feel completely depressed, very discouraged, very morose. But we don't leave others, spare others to be the same thing. So what did Chanakya Pandit said? Matruvat paradhareshu, loshravat paradhraveshu, atmavat sarabhuteshu, atmavat sarabhuteshu. When you misbehave, you want people to forgive you, you want people to tolerate you, you want people to not embarrass you. Actually, Prabhupada said, don't embarrass the devotees. Because if they go away, it's a rare person who comes to Krishna. And by our behavior, we make people live this God. That means we are rendering service to the soul, we are rendering service to Krishna, or we are doing disservice. When you chase a person out of the temple, you are supposed to be here to bring people to Krishna. That's our business. What is your business? How to bring people to Krishna consciousness? How to make people Krishna conscious? And they have come. They have come. That means they want to learn. So, that's why Vaishnava Association. We have come to become devotees, but you will tell us how to become a devotee. From whom we have to learn. Who will correct us? Unfortunately, we project our own views on others. We are so, what do you say? We think we are so upright. We think we are so learned. So we want to find faults with our spiritual authorities also. Then where from you learn? So, spiritual life means submission and humbleness. You can ask, but in humbleness. The spiritual life is not intimidating life. Spiritual life, you want to be enlightened, so you have to ask questions. But what is the mood? The mood should be, I am not able to understand the situation. Kindly, you help me. Not that, how is it right? It is not like that. Then where is the room for guiding you, you know? So the error, not only in spiritual life, even when you are in a college, when you are a very submissive, humble person, the teacher is very pleased to talk to you. But you simply doubt him, challenge him, and you try to make a show that you have a better idea. Then why should he cooperate with you? All right, if you don't go, go ahead, do what you like. So here, people from everywhere, they all assembled. It is a very rare event. The Lord is personally here in this material world. So, as their intelligence permits, Shiva, with his intelligence, is trying to glorify. And Indra, he is trying to glorify. No one can glorify the Lord enough. No one can glorify the Lord properly. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed and told how to pray. He is Lord, he knows how to pray. When Lord takes the position of a devotee, then they are the best prayers. Is that right? The Lord becomes a devotee and he prays. That's why Sishtashtakam is the heart. Sishtashtakam, no matter how much you meditate, no matter how much you analyze, no matter how deeply you ponder, you can never fathom the meaning of Sishtashtakam. You know? The Lord is praying. That everything is in that. So we read the every day. So the grass, becoming humble on the blade of grass, becoming more tolerant than the tree. Can you tolerate like that? You go and cut the tree. Still doesn't protest or scream. Have you seen any tree talking and you're cutting it down?
Ah, why are you cutting me down?
It's just taking everything. Can anybody have talents like a tree? Possible? Not possible. Jesus Christ and Arjuna's talking. That you are devotees. You are devotees. I told you a few days back. When you squeeze the mosambi, what will come out? Mosambi juice. So when you are insulted, attacked, what will come out? What is inside will come out? The anger, hatred, they will all come out. It is good that they come out. It's good. They're coming out. Then you know what stuff you are made of. What stuff you are made of. But if you are a devotee inside, when you are being attacked and insulted, I am actually worthy of being insulted more, you know. You are so kind, you are insulting me only a little less. Then you are punishing. Actually, I have been beaten black and blue. You are so kind. You are being some punishment. Can you say like that? Oh, you have a little provocation. Immediately, you show Rugar Rupa. Completely, you show personification of mode of ignorance. All bad things will come out. All bad things will come out. That is what you are. Otherwise, why they are coming out? So, point is, here today, we are reading what the rishis, they are better than us. The rishis, if you examine their prayer, you see what they are saying. All saintly persons present, actually who can have darshan of the Lord, not ordinary people. You can recognize the Lord, you can have darshan of the Lord, only saintly people. That's why they are in the presence of Varun, they are in the presence of Narasimha Deva. What prayers did they offer? Supreme maintainer of those sheltered at your lotus feet. That means anybody is a maintainer, is a dummy maintainer. Dummy maintainer means it only looks like. Suppose you think I'm the temple president, Maharaj is maintaining the temple, the manager is maintaining the temple. But if Krishna doesn't send money to the temple, what do they make it? Suppose Krishna is not sending money to the temple, and he says, Maharaj, you have nicely maintained the temple for 3 years, now what are you doing? So, that is, he cannot really maintain. You can only try to be recipient of Krishna's mercy. That is called real management. You are not the manager. I want to manage the temple in such a way that if Krishna is pleased, Krishna will show his grace. So, a devotee is not an illusion that I am making devotees. I am managing the temple. A devotee, you know, I should try to be an instrument. Nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. I want to be an instrument. So whenever you are a temple in the devotee, how can I be such a devotee that Krishna is bestow his grace on me? That is the mood. No taking any credit for anything. Taking credit is a big problem. If you take credit for this, then whatever goes on, you have to take responsibility. So here, you are the supreme maintainer of those sheltered at your lotus feet. So, those sheltered at your lotus feet. Don't say, why Krishna is not giving me tablet? Why Krishna is not giving me a 4G cell phone? What have you done for Krishna? And what is your mood to preach? If your preaching mood is very fierce, then Krishna immediately arranges all the need things you need for your preaching. And you just, you don't even do your sadhana properly. And you have no enthusiasm to preach. Why should Krishna give you a tablet? Why? You have taken proper shelter or what? So don't say Krishna is not giving you facilities. Krishna gives facilities to those who are sheltered under him. And how can you shelter under him? Can you directly take shelter of Krishna? So that is our double standard. We want to take shelter of Krishna, but we don't want to take shelter of Krishna's devotees. And you think you are so audacious that you can directly take shelter of Krishna. No one you need in between Krishna and you. But directly. I am so great. Only Krishna can deal with me. What is this XYZ? Who are they to deal with me? I know better than them. Is that right? So, see, every word is very carefully chosen. Supreme mind, all right. It looks there are maintainers. But they are not. When they are maintained by Supreme, then the maintainers will say, I am being, you know. Then he maintains, then you take the credit. And he doesn't maintain, You start to blame them. You know, Krishna did like this. It's not me, Ganesh will say. But when it is something else, my Maharaj, you see, how do you do it? If you cannot do it, you start thinking about that. This is our management. So, these rishis and munis, that are really enlightened people, they are saying, you are the supreme maintainer. When you only maintain, it looks like you are maintaining. No illusions about that. And then sheltered at your lotus, everybody is completely protected. Everybody, at least everybody can get complete protection, provided you take proper shelter. Like when disciples, they are without reservation. Devotees, when they act without reservation, the temple authority will help us to help them. The devotees, they are unreserved to render service. The temple president, what else he can do? Okay? Everything I'm saying, you're trying to follow. Then I have to take every care of you. Because you are so pleasing. You are so polite. You are so sweet. He has to sit down to solve your problem. Nothing. Because, all right. How can I serve you? How can I please you? If you are like that. The temple person also has to go on his toes. When you go and follow the knowledge, then find their own karmas. So everything happens in surrender. Everything happens in submission. Everything. The Bhagavatam says, a wife can control the husband. A wife can control the husband. What? By her controlling mentality, immediately it's crash. Your wife will control the husband by her total service attitude. She will just win the heart of the husband. Satpatim yata. And similarly, a disciple will not remain a disciple. If he knows how to be a disciple, the guru will just consider him as a friend. Because he understands his business. So the guru doesn't have to be very stern, very strong. When the answer is given, the guru has to take a step. The disciple is active, submissive, enthusiastic. Then the guru and the just like the devotees and Krishna. In Braj, a devotee takes the position of a god. In Braj, no. Krishna takes the position of being a friend, being an equal. Similarly, when the disciples are very mature, they can take proper decisions and the guru will consult them. What do you think I should do? Just to give them credit. Because they are properly situated, they come out with the right statement. Can see in the life of Prabhupada that disciples are very surrendered. Prabhupada, please stay for some more time. Prabhupada will help us. Okay, I have to stay here. Because they are so nice devotees and they want the presence of the spiritual master. Spiritual master also doesn't want to leave them. He's very attached to them. Because they are so sweet. Alright. However, I can try to show you, I'll try to help you. So, we are saying how we have to approach our superiors. Just because of ego problem, just because of ignorance. Ignorance, ego, and want of mode of goodness, we don't properly submit to the spiritual authority. The problem is not from their side. Try to surrender properly and see what they can do for you. So Prabhupada worked so much just because some disciples came. Now I should take such good care. The disciples were completely sold out. So today's point is austerity. Austerity in speech. Whenever we are dealing with others, how should my speech be? Whenever you are using your body, whether you are using your body for austerities or whether you are using your body for sense gratification, your speech, your thoughts, austerity in thought, austerity in speech, austerity works. The 18th chapter of the Gita, it speaks, it talks about, what is that? They're talking about austerity. It is worth memorizing those three slokas which are connected with austerity to the body, austerity. Where is the takeout? Sukantudani. 1715. Says, Deva Dvija Guru Prajna Pujanam Sochamarjavam. So here today's gist is human life is meant for tapasya, asari. And what is it has to do asari with our body? So with body what asari is we do, and with the speech what asari is we do, and with the mind what asari is we do. Deva Dvija Guru Prajna Pujanam Sochamadhyavam. Repeat. Deva Dvija Guru Prajna Pujanam Sochamadhyavam. Brahmacharya Ayamsacha Sariram Tapa Uchyate. What is the English translation anybody has? Read. Loudly. Have you heard only fan sound or what she said? Anybody else can remove why she is strong or meaning it? Are you not here? I am not hearing. Sound of the chant louder than yourself. Austerity of the body consists in worship of the Supreme Lord. That means daily one should worship Jagannath. Then worship of the Brahman, people who are truthful people, very rare to find. Spiritual master, if you accepted somebody as your Siksha Guru, or Diksha Guru, your business is not to create headache for them. Simply, your business is how to worship them. That means how to serve them in every way. And superior like father and mother. Whether father and mother are qualified or not, you have to serve them. Is that right? He is not there. Worship qualified father and and qualified mother, is it said like that? No. And then similar spiritual master, if you accept it, do it. Don't challenge. The Brahmins, you have to see the qualification. The Brahmin, you have to see the qualification. And Supreme Lord, simply, nothing to see. And in cleanliness, one is very clear. If you want to see the cleanliness of Krishna Das, you go down. I find the, what is that place? Hare Krishna Natural Foods, open the door, and then the another door you open and see how Krishna is managing, you know, Krishna Das. And if you put your leg there, what is there? Glass pieces. That is our management, you know, glass pieces, not just simple things. So simply, manager means wherever he is going, if things are clear, unless your water is getting wasted, we all are managers. Now don't think only Krishna is manager and you laugh at his expense. Laugh. You have a joke at the stake of Krishna. You are all managers. Anyone in this car, you are all managers. Otherwise, you are living it up like a foolish man. Everybody is meant to be a preacher. Everybody is meant to be a manager. Is that right? Otherwise, if you are in the temple once, you have to guide somebody else outside. Then you have to know how to manage. You have to know how to preach. So, just take an example. Think how you will all react. How you should react? I also don't know. Why am I Krishna? So the word cleanliness is the austerity of the body. Everything you have come out of the room, is the room only clean, not outside? Outside your room will not be clean. No, it is the place outside your room. So clean. You come and sit before my room. I will not permit to you immediately. At least. Then cleanliness. Simple city. Very simple. A egoistic man cannot be simple. Ego will spoil everything. Simple citizens, behavior simple, dealing with others simple, and your eating habits simple, your living habits simple, everything simple. Unnecessary. No. Celibacy. Without celibacy, you cannot be in shape. Without celibacy, your 24 hours, your mind is opposite sex. She is moving, he is moving. He is sick, she is sick, all thoughts like that, always. But if you are celibate, who cares? You don't see who is man, woman, simply servants. Servants, servants. But if you are not celibate, young woman, older woman, all things will be roaming in your mind. The mind is not practicing brahmacharya. Non-violence. Don't hurt any living entity. Help. So that is the austerity of the body. Next. Austerity of speech. Consists in speaking words that are truthful. Pleasing. Whenever you are speaking, also speak in a polite way. You may be correct. You may be truthful. But you should have to present humbly, the other man will take it properly. Otherwise, he's hurt. Beneficial. Always speak something that is beneficial. Not agitating to others. And then, like what we are doing, reciting Vedic literature, reciting Hare Krishna Mantra. Use the tongue. No? That means very careful. Next. What is the austerity of mind? You repeat one time this sloka. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chet swadhyaya vyasanam chaiva vakmayam tapu vichyate. So this is the austerity of speech. Then the last one. Mana prasada samyatram. Maunam atma vinigraha. Bhava santur ityatat. Tapo manasa uchyate. So always whenever we are asked to remember a sloka, we have to concentrate more on the first line. So once that starts, the other things will follow. So like Deva Jiga Guru Prajna. Then easy to other things. First itself you don't remember them, how you are going to repeat. Deva Jiga Guru Prajna Pujanam Sojamaja. Ayamsarya, Ayamsa Brahmacharyancha, Sariyarantapa Uchyata, Anudhyayakaram Vakyam, Satyam Priyahitam Chayam, Swadhyaya Vyasanam Chayiva, Vangmayantapa Uchyata. Then the third, what is the tapasya of the mind? Tapasya, mana, so mana prasada samyatram, manam atma vinigraha, Bhava Sansa Hityata Tapo Manasa Muchyate. Mental austerity starts with the word Mana Prasada. One should always be peaceful, silent. So, satisfaction, whatever is our karma, whatever we are getting, be satisfied. When you chant Hare Krishna all day, you will be like that. When you are chanting, the real satisfaction is in the chanting Hare Krishna and water comes. You want more, you may want more, but you will not get. Satisfaction, everything material. And always chant. Again, simplicity. Whenever you are making any solutions, what is the simple way to do it? Simple, simple, simple. Don't complicate. Your mind will always, what is the simplest? The heart is all right. The clean cloth is all right. Some rice and dal is all right. Anything that is simple. And by Krishna's grace, if you get ragi, java, very good. By Krishna's grace, they are getting malakalu, spras, all that. But don't demand. But there comes that symbol. Something to live. Something to live. Gravity. Gravity means sober. A devotee is not quick in reaction. You will consider from all perspectives. Back and forth. Bundu yanaka chusi. Not quickly. As soon as you find it, you don't try to insult. We don't know whether he knows or not. Then self-control, very big topic, self-control. And purification. Purification of one's existence are the austerities of the mind. So nowadays, nothing is there in the society. They are living whimsically. They are living as they like. Nobody has taken it up. Austerity. Now, by the way, the cell phone wants them to stop the class. Power over. Went off. Close the shutdown. We also shut down the class. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Charge it with that. Vishen Samson.
As you said, we should be like very friendly towards God.
Friendly to
authority or like we bring names of Krishna.
No, no. Don't be submissive to the authority.
Unless I didn't understand.
Authority, when you are a very nice disciple, you know, now because you are also become qualified, they don't treat you like a subordinate. When you are a very qualified disciple, the Guru will nicely treat you like a friend.
But my question is like, we are neophytes. We don't know how to deal with the devotees and Krishna's. So it may lead to offenses or criticism. So how we cannot understand them? So,
no, I told you, the authority will deal with you in a friendly way. You don't deal with the authority in a friendly way. You try to take a very humble, polite, submissive, enthusiastic stand. When you are decorated with these qualities, then you are advanced soul. When the Guru doesn't have to chastise you, he doesn't have to treat you, sit here, do like this. So you know your goodness. Okay, that's it.